Proclamation number 7437, dated the October 26th, 1959. Answer to questions. Observe all questions arising within you and watch your thoughts corresponding to these questions. But prior to such thoughts, you should always enter into a heartfelt dialogue with your eternal God and Father. As soon as you contact me in thought or in prayer and commend your guidance to me, as soon as you consciously present your questions to me, you will also receive the answer. For I want you to become enlightened about all issues that occupy your mind. And thus I want you to know that you never need to fear acting against my will as long as you hand everything over to me, as long as your will predominantly wants to work according to my will. Then I will also bless everything you undertake in this resolve. Nowadays, addressing people in a remarkable way is not very successful, irrespective of whether I speak myself from above or through you, my servants on earth. People do not want to hear what would benefit them spiritually. As a result, they reject everything which could disturb their worldly pleasures. In contrast, those who have already received information and knowledge about the things they now hear in total clarity from you can be inspired to greater spiritual activity. But the world itself will make sure that people are informed about unusual things in the universe, and then there is still time to draw their attention to the spiritual correlation, the success of which again only depends on people's will, for no human being shall be condemned. No human being shall become subject to compulsory faith, which is always a danger when they are offered obvious proof where faith alone should speak. Humanity is so faithless that it never accepts prophecies as being true, and therefore it is also unwise to convey such prophecies to them. On the other hand, open-minded people should be informed about what is made known through seers and prophets. Then these will do what they can in order to enlighten people, for they can easily pass on and convincingly present to their fellow human beings what they know themselves. And then there is still enough time to form an opinion about it. But every single person will feel in his heart how he should conduct himself towards his fellow human beings, and he will speak when he feels inwardly urged to do so and keep silent when an inner voice prevents him from speaking. It is always my will that you contact me and attentively listen within, and you will clearly and distinctly hear my will. Amen.